July 13th, 2005. Item number 62. Today, we are chilling with Dave from Dave's Lounge.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 Podcast. Before we get into the interview with Dave, a couple of real quick news and notes, as this is a longer interview today. First, any podcast that I mention, and I may not have mentioned this in a while, we have links to in the show notes. So if you hear any podcast mentioned or any sites mentioned, usually you're going to be able to find a link to them in our show notes. Just go to podcast411.com, look for this podcast on the front page, and then click on show notes. Which leads me to the first mention, which is for five questions. I was interviewed by Greg earlier this week, so Thursday the 14th. The interview Greg did of me will be up on the Five Questions podcast, so please check that out if you want to hear me on the other side of the mic. Second, I'd like to do a shout-out thank you to Wichita from 5 Minutes at Wichita. He did an interview over at Podcasting News, and in the interview at the end, he did a very nice shout-out to me, and I appreciate the comments, Wichita. Comedy Forecast, I'd just like to thank you on the call-out in Show 7, and I love the spoof that you did for one of my favorite podcasts. You'll be able to figure that out real quick once you start listening to it, which one that is. And then finally, I'd like to mention a new site, iPodVerts, iPodVerts.com. What it is, it's an auction site where you can put up your podcast for auction for people to sponsor your site. Again, I'll have a link for that in the show notes, but this is just another way for you to try to get some sponsorship for your podcast. Well, that's going to do it for the news and the notes. On the personal side, not much to update other than still trying and having fun trying. We're going to go ahead and get into the interview with Dave. Here we go. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Rob.
And question numero uno, what was your first computer?
You're going to love this one, Rob. My first computer was a ColecoVision Atom.
Wow. Okay, that's a first.
Yes, they had the word processor, the letter quality printer with, I think, three fonts, all of which had like their own ribbons that you could adjust. It had the basic programming, and it had the high-speed cassette deck for data. And that was really about it. I mean, there was just nothing else except for games to do on that particular computer. I think we had that for about 2 years.
Now, what was the first podcast you listened to?
First podcast I listened to was the Engadget podcast. I'm a big-time gadget and technology wonk, and so I'd been reading sites like Engadget and Gizmodo and i4u just for months. And when Engadget decided they were going to do a podcast, you know, I had really no clue what it was about, but it's like, oh, an MP3, they're talking about gadgets, I'll take a listen. And I didn't really get into podcasting seriously until a few months later. You know, someone leaves an issue of Wired magazine in the break room at my job, and, you know, there it is, the end of radio as we know it on the cover, and there was Adam Curry on the inside looking at a talking about podcasting, and I'm like, hey, podcasts, there you go. So that's really when I got into it, and I started listening to shows and thinking, yeah, this is some really neat stuff. And eventually that segued into, gee, I wonder if I can do this.
And you haven't slept since.
pretty much, no.
You're speaking of some other shows you're listening to, what other ones are you listening to right now?
Oh, God, how much time do you have?
I can edit a lot, so.
Yeah, you probably can.
Yeah, I don't like that one. Edit it. Gone.
Let's see. Of course, I'm listening to the big ones. Daily Source Code, Dawn and Drew Show, Coverville, PK&J, This Week in Tech. What else am I listening to? I'm starting to listen to a lot of different music shows. I've been listening to the Tartan Podcast, Bit Jobs for the Masses. I started listening to Insomnia Radio, Illumination Audio, Space Music. Just started listening to Jawbone Radio after hearing your interview with Lennon Nora.
Lennon Nora, check should be in the mail. Remember, that's CH at the end of the name.
I'm also listening to Geek Fu Action Grip.
Good old Murr. I love Murr's show.
Murr lives here in Durham, North Carolina, as I do. So we're hoping to have a podcaster meetup sometime here in the next couple of weeks.
And North Carolina's got a few good podcasters. I mean, you know, besides yourself and Murr, there's also Brian from Audio Activism. Mm-hmm. And there's a few others that are obviously Anne from Eat Feed. So North Carolina is well represented in the podosphere.
Yeah, I've gotten a few emails from Anne about doing possible meetups in the future. So,
let's talk a little bit about your show.
And
I just want to say that yours is the one podcast that I have that I've actually listened to more than two or three times per each episode. So I actually put your show on when I am going through my database and going doing coding or working on my website. I actually just go into iTunes. I do a search for Dave *S*, and it throws up all your shows. I hit the name, put them in order, and I just hit play, and I just let them play in the background. So I was looking at my playlist account. One of your episodes I've listened to now seven times.
Wow, thank you. I appreciate that. So, well, that's one of the good things about the show is that it, you know, because it's a music show, if you have a good selection of music, then it's something that you can listen to over and over again. So, that's what I really, you know, try to do with every show is just try and get a good combination of songs together every single time. And, you know, if it helps people find the songs, find the artists, you know, all the better.
Yours is one of the few that I can say where it came out of the box. It sounded really good from episode one. I was really surprised. Did you do a few before you put up episode one?
No, actually I didn't. I just started from scratch and went with it. I had an idea of what I wanted to do with the show early on. And I just kind of followed that idea as best I could. And I wanted it to have, you know, really good sound quality each time. And I was helped by the fact that I have, you know, I already had so much of the equipment available that I didn't really need to go out and buy a whole lot of new stuff. So it was just a matter of, you know, putting the whole thing together. And, you know, as long as the sound quality was good and as long as, you know, I didn't sound too scripted, then I figured it would be a worthwhile show.
Now, I guess we should get back before I rudely interrupted you, which was tell everybody about the format and content. What are they going to hear when they listen to Dave's Lounge?
Well, Dave's Lounge showcases the best in chill out, trip hop, and down tempo music. Music that you can just relax to, chill out to, and sometimes, you know, nod your head to if a nice groove is going. It's funny how I actually got into trip hop music. I initially was a big time hip hop junkie, especially back in the late 80s and early 90s. I actually had a hip hop radio show when I was at Indiana University. And that lasted for about a year. And it was just nice, you know, getting all of these free records and free songs and labels sending you stuff. You know, you get into that sort of thing. And I actually didn't really fall into trip-hop and electronic music until a couple of years later. And I think it was really Portishead that pushed me over the edge because, well, I mentioned this when I sent in a request to Coverville for episode 90. There was a cover version of Wishing on a Star by Fresh Four. Came out about 1989, got a lot of airplay on an R&B station in Raleigh. It had this really nice mix of slowed down break beats and just really jazzy loops on top of it. And I really thought that was where R&B music was headed. And of course, I was completely wrong. But I didn't really hear that sound again until I heard Portishead in 1995. And that's when I started exploring just the trip hop sound and the Bristol sound a little bit more and getting into stuff like Massive Attack and Tricky and other, you know, and other bands like that that would come out with similar stuff. And other electronica bands, too, like Orbital and the Chemical Brothers and Prodigy. Those are the big ones, I think, at the time. Future Sound of London in there, too. Left Field. Number of different bands. Fotech. Can't forget Fotech. Fotech actually scared my parents more than Public Enemy did. There was just a lot of great music out there. And then when MP3.com emerged in 1999, and suddenly all of these different bands were putting, you know, trip-hop music out there and down-tempo electronica, and it was like, wow, this is all really, really great stuff. And I just kind of followed that trend for a while and continued, you know, listening to a lot of different down-tempo. And about 2004, 2005, suddenly it occurs to me that I'm like the only person I know who's really listening to this stuff. So for me, Dave's Lounge really gives me an opportunity to share a lot of my musical interests with other people, or at least this musical interest with other people. You know, that's a really good feeling to know that there are a lot of other people out there who are listening to this show and really liking, you know, the music that I'm playing for them.
Coming up on future shows, anything that listeners can look forward to, anything you're doing different or mixing anything up?
Most of the shows are simply going to be more of the same, although I am releasing a show in a couple of weeks that spotlights one artist by the name of Artemis, who recently put out a new CD called Gravity that is just phenomenal. I had such a hard time trying to pick the songs from that CD that I wanted to play on my show. And I just decided that I couldn't play just one song from Artemis. I had to give her own show, basically. That's going to be coming up on July 13th. Most of the rest of the shows are going to follow the same pattern, you know, three or four songs each time. I do want to do some other special episodes in the near future. I put the call out to people who own handheld devices, who, you know, Palm Pilots, Pocket PCs and such, and said that if they want to submit any trip-hop songs to me, I'd be willing to do a show that's just like all chill out on portable media.
How do you get...
You laugh, but there's actually one artist out there by the name of Transient who's put out five little mini, not really CDs, I mean, they're all up on archive.org, but like five little mini collections of songs that he created on like a little Sony Clie using, I believe the software is called Bajas Loops, and it's really good music. I mean, you'd never know that it was created on a Palm Pilot, you know, until you heard it.
Now, I should say congrats on becoming a member of AMP.
Thank you.
And that, I take it, means that you're playing PodSafe music?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I want to stick to, I mean, even before I started, even before I joined AMP, I wanted to stick to independent music, just because there's so much good music out there that never really gets heard. And I figured if this was a good, this was as good a place to hear it as any. So, you know, the more people that get a chance to listen in, the more great music you'll get to hear. Because it's not just about me. It's really about the music.
Well, I can tell you already, when I've been playing the music, there's a couple times my wife has made me go to your website to find the song that was playing.
That's what I hope people do. I mean, I hope people go and seek out some of the artists that I'm playing, especially on some of the earlier shows, because there were some really, really great groups and great independent performers that were just putting out excellent music. And, you know, music like that deserves to be heard. And you're not going to hear this sort of thing on the radio.
Where do you find your music that you play on the show?
I find it pretty much everywhere. I generally start looking at a lot of the MP3 sites like GarageBand. I've looked at Imperia, SoundClick, music.download.com that CNET put together after they bought MP3.com's domain.
Hey, I'm listed there.
Hey, there
I'm
you
one
go.
Of six podcasts listed there.
Hey, they're doing podcasting now.
Well, they have a section for podcasts in CNET Music Download.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I mentioned on an earlier show, and if anyone wants the information about where you can go to head and register, just send an email to rob@podcast411, put CNET in the heading, and I will send you how to get on there. But John from the M Show listened to me talk about it, and he got on there.
Well, I'll definitely have to check that out. I know, because I've also thought about putting my podcast up on someplace like MySpace. So, and that's a good way to make connections, I think, with other people. I've been a little bit hesitant about it because I'm still, you know, reading through the terms and conditions and trying to make sure that I'm okay. It would seem like a really, really good place to promote podcasts as well.
Any place you can get your name out is a good place. Don't just rely on the 52-plus podcast directories that are out there. You know, there are other ways to get your names out.
And especially when you consider Podcast Alley seems to be down half the time since the iTunes launch, which is, you know, really a shame because that is still a really good site. But, you know, at the same time, I think they're like a victim of their own success at the moment.
Let's not forget to tell people where to locate your podcast.
Yes, www.daveslounge.com. And the feed address itself is just as simple, www.daveslounge.com/RSS.
Are you having fun podcasting?
I am, actually. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying not only just, you know, being able to sit down and do a show, but also, you know, being able to go out and meet people and meet new people online and catch up with, you know, some other folks as well. It's funny, on show number 2, I played that one track from Kiki West called Creeper, which was from really one of my favorite CDs from mp3.com. Just American TV is probably the best CD that nobody has ever heard. I sent out a message to anyone in that podcast saying if anyone knows where Mark Jameson and Jacqueline Gallier are, you know, I'd really like to hear from them. And sure enough, Jacqueline Gallier emailed me yesterday.
That is so cool.
It is. It is. It's great being able to, you know, catch up with a lot of people that, you know, whose music you listened to back in the day and just seeing, you know, what they're doing now. And I'm hoping at some point I'll run into someone whose music I enjoyed back then. Like, well, of course, I say back then, it's like 99 and 2000, so it was only 5 years ago. But it's amazing how much different people's lives can be in just 5 years' time. So I'm really interested interested in going back and seeing what a lot of other artists are doing.
No.
So whether some of them are still plugging at it or if they're decided to move on to other things.
What are you using hardware-wise and software-wise to create and edit your podcast?
Well, right now I'm just using my PC. I have a little home-built Shuttle XPC. It's like one of these little, not quite the size of a Mac Mini. It's a little bit bigger than that, but it's basically just my regular PC, and I've been using that, and I have an M-Audio audio file card plugged into there, and my microphone is plugged into an Audio Buddy preamp, which is also by M-Audio. And the funny thing was, this was pretty much all equipment that I bought to make music, because I've done, you know, music projects in the past. You mentioned music.download.com. My old group Ninth Key is on there, and I've released some music myself also as Permanent Four. In fact, the background music you hear in Dave's Lounge is a song I wrote called By Candlelight. Okay. So anytime you hear me talking over some music, that's usually what it is. As far as recording the podcast goes, I'm using my music software. I'm using Cakewalk Home Studio, which is essentially a multi-track recording software. And I set up about 6 or 7 tracks. I record the voiceovers first, usually in Cool Edit. And I record everything in there, run it through a couple of effects, noise reduction, run it through a limiter, and then take those snippets out and plug it into Cakewalk right where it's needed. So it's easier for me to literally put the whole thing together and, you know, not stumble over my words or anything like that. I basically just piece the show together in Cakewalk and then mix it down to a WAV file and then to an MP3.
Having that you've put out 8 shows already,
mm-hmm.
This weekend will be show 9, but by the time people hear this, you'll have your 10th show will already be out. What have you learned doing these shows that you wish you had known prior to going into show 1?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I think the one thing I wish I'd learned was finding the right balance between sounding like I'm reading a script and sounding like I'm, you know, just talking to people. Because I know that's what really gets a lot of listeners into podcasting, you know, just the idea that, you know, there's someone out there talking to you. And if you listen to my first show, definitely the first show and the second show maybe as well, you know, it does sound very scripted, perhaps a little too scripted. So I'm trying to work on that as much as I can. In fact, one of the ways I'm doing that is by, you know, talking less, unless there's something I feel I really need to talk about. So I think that's probably the big thing, but I think that's something I'm, you know, continuing to work on as time goes on.
Dave, is there anything else you wanted to say about the show?
Just wanted to encourage people to listen. If you enjoy electronic music, if you enjoy chill-out music, even if you don't, even if you enjoy jazz or you like rock or you like, you know, really just any other kind of music. Because, I mean, I listen to all different kinds of music. In fact, one thing I forgot to mention was, the one show I forgot to mention, and I should have before, was Swing is in the Air by Jacques Immon, which is actually a Canadian radio show that's retrofitted for podcasting. Cool. So, I mean, and I'm, you know, and I'm a very different person, you know, off the show than I am on. I mean, when I'm on the show, I try and put together, you know, a really good specific kind of sound to relax people. But, you know, I have a blog about NFL football. You know, I go swing dancing twice a week mostly because it's the only exercise I get. You know, I watch Doctor Who. The one thing you have to remember is that, you know, when you hear people podcasting, there's probably a lot more to them than they are telling you. I mean, some of them will bear all, but for the most part, you know, people just want to put together a good show for everyone. And I think that's the most important thing when you're putting together a podcast, is just put together a good show. If it's something that you enjoy listening to, then it will probably be something that other people enjoy listening to as well. I mean, that's what Dr. Dre does for his music. You know, if he doesn't like listening to it, he's not going to put it on his album. So it's the same thing with just about any form of audio.
I guess at that point I'd go solid advice, word up.
Word booty.
Yeah, I'm down with it, baby.
Yeah.
Like a duck on a Cheeto, I'm all over that.
Oh, God. Never heard that one before.
Then I guess I'll have to leave it in. That's an old phrase. I used to always use that. It's a softball.
Like a duck on a Cheeto. I have to remember
like a
that
duck
one.
Duck on a Cheeto. Quack, quack. I'm all over it.
All right.
Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Rob. I really enjoyed it.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Dave from Dave's Lounge. If you're looking for some good chill-out music, something to play in the background when you're working on your computer, something I think it raises my IQ at least a good 10 points when I'm listening to it, then I highly recommend you check out Dave's Lounge at www.davesLounge.com. Dave, thanks again for being a guest. It was great speaking with you, and look forward to your next show. I'm going to try to keep it short here. At the end, I'm playing a promo, trying to keep it in the theme, promo from Space Music Podcast. So if you like Dave's Lounge, this might be another one you also like. And just a heads up, on the next show, we're going to be playing an interview with the Mommy Cast, Paige and Gretchen over at the Mommy Cast. And they are new additions to the Pod Show family, so we talked about that and how they were picked up at Pod Show. Well, that's going to do it for us today. As always, this is Rob, your host, reminding you to listen different with Podcast 411.
Live from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, this is Electronic Entertainment, bringing you the best of space music. Ambient, dance, sound-seeing and chill-out atmospheres. Check it out at www.spacemusic.nl.